you missed it, we were both at that Red Sox game yesterday. Heck of a game.
Quite an experience. First playoff baseball game I've been to. It was a lot of fun.
After the first inning, it was a lot of fun. Like we said, it could have been worse. So we didn't get to do our usual NFL recap last night. We're going to hit you with that now. That being said, again, we were at the game. We did not see most of these games, so this is mostly reactionary to scores and standings. It's not going to be really this play and that play kind of thing. Yeah. But a lot of big picture stuff happened yesterday, so still definitely enough to touch on. And we will start with the Bills and the Bengals. Cincinnati is now on two straight. They take this one 20-16. The Bills are no longer alone in first place in the AFC East. Lebowitz, can they get back there?
I don't think so. I think their window has closed officially. And they lost to a pretty subpar Bengals team. Like, it kind of shows you where
bad,
they're at.
A bad Bengals team.
I'll agree with that. They are a bad Bengals team. I think we know what the Bills are. Like, they're okay. They're 500 tops. They're not going to make the playoffs. They'll win a few games, but they're not the worst team in the NFL either. So, they are what we thought they were.
This was such a Bills start to the season. Their fans were finally starting to believe, like, for real, not sarcastic Bills believing, but actually believing. I know, it was perfect.
Every year, the Bills fans are overly optimistic. This is the year they take down Brady and Belichick. A couple years ago, that was an actual conversation.
Right.
And going to school in upstate New York at the time, it was hilarious to just see the process of them realizing, okay, maybe this isn't the year.
And then what happened at the end of that season?
The Patriots won the
Absolutely.
Super Bowl. Yep.
Another AFC East team here. The Jets beat the Browns 17-14. It was close. The Jets had to score late, but Gangrene is 3-2.
Keep them coming.
They're probably a win away from solidifying my pick as them not being the worst team in football this year. And even still, it would be a heck of a collapse. It's going to be the same thing. I think Jets fans are starting to get their hopes up that this team could be something.
Oh, I don't think that. I think Jets fans are mostly upset from what I'm seeing. Like,
classic.
You want them to lose. Like, you know they don't have the talent to sustain a playoff run or sustain what they're doing right now. I had them winning 3 games this season max. The fact that they're there already in week 5 is hilarious because I know it's not gonna keep up, and it's ruining their chance of getting the next great quarterback.
That being said, Allen, Rosen, Darnold, none of them have been good this year. They still may get that guy at, 7, 8, 9 in the draft.
And you know what? I hope they do, and I hope that guy busts.
I still want it to be Lamar Jackson.
That would be great, too, yeah.
Talk about a disaster. Not a disaster. Carolina following up on their win over the Patriots. They pick up a close win over Detroit in Detroit, 27-24. Cam Newton was stellar in this game.
Yeah, This is kind of weird because you look at the teams that the Pats have lost to. They lost to the Texans. It was Deshaun Watson had a breakout game, and since then he's been really good.
Yep.
They lost to the Panthers. Cam Newton had his first good game of the season, and he carried that over this week.
4-1.
So maybe the Patriots defense faced some guys who were just really coming into their own. You obviously got to, you can't give them full credit. They still played like crap. But the fact that these guys are sustaining what they did proves that maybe they just played some good teams and we shouldn't be getting too worked up over the defense subpar performances.
It was a much tougher schedule this year than last year. I think we knew that going in, or at least we should have, for the Patriots. Meanwhile, Carolina 3-0 on the road. It's typically been Cam Newton's bugaboo is going into other teams' buildings and beating them, but an impressive start for him, and they look to be back in form that they were 2 years ago when they made a run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's running the ball a little bit less, which I think is key if you want him to stay healthy this year and stay productive. Stay in the pocket. You got enough weapons.
All right, Jacoby Brissett continues to prove that the Colts actually won a trade for the first time in years. It took overtime, but Indy tops the 49ers 26-23. 49ers are now 0-5. Colts are 2-3, and that could be enough to stay in the picture in that AFC South. Are you impressed with what you've seen from Brissett? Are you surprised?
He's a little bit better than I thought he was, I think. But his ceiling isn't much higher than I anticipated. He's a decent quarterback.
You think this is his peak? This is what he is?
I think he's a guy who will be a starting quarterback for 500 teams, sub-500 teams, or a backup for a good team. I don't think he's someone who's going to win a ton of football games in his career, but he's better than a lot of guys in the league. Still, Belichick knew he wasn't the guy. I think most people know he's not that guy. He's doing a decent job in his position, though. You got to give him credit.
I still think that trade was fine for the Patriots. Obviously, they didn't win it, but they needed to make it. They needed the wide receiver. Brissett wasn't going to be a factor. One other note about this game, if you didn't see, Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana, showed up, left when he saw people protesting the anthem. It was clearly staged. I think they've since admitted it was staged. He used a picture to show he was at the game from 3 years ago. To not know players would be kneeling, like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, he's using the national anthem to as a political talking point. Literally the exact same thing players are doing in the
NFL. I guess we're not. I was hoping we were past the storylines of that and the players could get on with their protest. Not get on with their protest. You know what I mean.
I wish the White House stayed clear of it.
Yeah, I thought we were done with it being a political issue.
It's annoying to see, for sure.
That was maybe the dumbest thing we've seen this weekend. The only thing that may match that move, Dolphins beat the Titans 16-10. Miami's 2-2. Tennessee's 2-3. The only thing that may match Mike Pence's stupid move is the Dolphins offensive line coach sending a video to a stripper of him snorting coke and whispering sweet nothings. If you're surprised that this happened in Miami, you need a reality. It's not the U, to be fair. It's not the U, but I think if you're making more than if you're making six figures, which that coach probably is, and you live in Miami, I think it's like a law of physics that you have to have a coke problem.
Yes.
And like,
we've all been there. No one's been there.
No.
I just don't know how in this day and age you allow someone to videotape you doing something that bad.
Well, no, he videotaped it himself and sent it to her.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought someone
else
was.
No, that was like a little, hey, baby, I miss you kind of video.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
Like,
he's a moron.
At least use FaceTime. You can't save that.
And if someone does that, it means that they're doing cocaine. It's not like a twice a year habit. Like, no, I'm consistently doing this stuff, and I'm showing people. Like, that's so stupid.
No, that looked like
that's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah, but you know, you had Bullygate. You had that team's a mess.
Jay Cutler's your quarterback. It's just a circus in Miami.
Hey, look, if you know your job is to get people ready to protect Jay Cutler, you may need to do go.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just trying to take after my quarterback.
Meanwhile, Tennessee's 2-3, no Mariota, a team that, you know, that was a cliche, not cliche, a niche pit, not niche. What's the term when something's like low-key popular?
I don't know.
It's some like Kardashian term, whatever. I tried to get fancy. I blew it. The Titans were a hot pick under the radar to make some noise this postseason. They're now 2-3. No Mariota. You done with them?
The Titans?
Yeah.
Without Mariota, I think this game proves that they're nothing without the guy. You lose to the Dolphins, who have been dog crap this year. Your team's in trouble. They have a good quarterback in Mariota. He's hurt. He's their team, essentially. That's it. If they don't have him working on all cylinders, if he's not healthy, that team's not going anywhere, and I think the game yesterday proved that.
We had a Super Bowl this week. The 0-4 Chargers hosted the were hosted by the 0-4 Giants. So you had the Chargers going cross-country into the Meadowlands and beating the Giants. Chargers now 1-4, Giants 0-5, 27-22 the final. Odell Beckham leaves with a broken ankle or some sort of ankle injury. It sounds like he's done for the season. It sounds like he's headed for surgery. The Giants are 0-5. Remember, Brandon Marshall left the Jets because he wanted to play for a contender and ended up on the Giants. I knew from the beginning that team wasn't going to work. I didn't think it was going to be this bad. We talked about this a little bit off the air. I think between Rivers, Manning, and Roethlisberger, and we'll get to Roethlisberger in a bit, but that quarterback class from, what was it, 2004?
Yeah.
That was considered one of the best quarterback classes. At least one of those guys will be done going into next year. I think there's a very good chance all three could hang it up at the end of this season.
I think Rivers is out. I think Eli Manning won't be out next year, but he'll be on his way out. We discussed that.
They're taking the next guy. They may be the ones who take the quarterback first overall.
They're in line for a top five pick. They're probably going to get it. And I think Roethlisberger will get to him, but he's probably going to be retired after this season.
The Eagles continue to impress. Carson Wentz is turning it on. He is looking worthy of the high draft pick. Remember, he was number two. Goff was number one, but playing like a top draft pick, they beat the lowly Cardinals 34-7. Arizona's now 2-3. The Eagles are 4-1. Did you see the end zone celebration with the home run? That was cool.
Yeah.
I'm so glad group celebrations are back.
They're great. They're awesome. The NFL needs to encourage them, not fine people for it.
Carson Wentz, I know the NFL doesn't give out this award, but Carson Wentz, most improved player?
He might be, yeah. I mean, he had a good year last season. He stepped it up for sure.
He's been something else this year, though.
He's his his progress has been ideal if you're an Eagles fan, for sure.
And the offense, they were worried about not having receivers. The receivers have come together nicely. Without Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood didn't play yesterday, and they're still managing to get it done. I like what I'm seeing from Philadelphia. The other team in Pittsburgh, not as great of a day yesterday. The Jacksonville Jaguars go into Heinz Stadium and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers by a score of 30-9. And no, I'm not making that up. Ben Roethlisberger throws 5 interceptions, a career high, 2 pick sixes. The Jaguars seem to have this thing where when they want to put it together, they can be a very good football team. They're over 500. Meanwhile, the Steelers, after the Patriots struggles, were everybody's AFC cream of the crop. They've now fallen to near 500. This game, more than anything else, was a synopsis of what this year in the NFL has been. It's unpredictable. There's no good teams. There's no bad teams except for the Giants.
I thought the Steelers were getting so hyped up in the beginning of the year just because the Patriots had taken a step back and they weren't, you know, the New England Patriots. This doesn't surprise me with the Steelers. I never thought they were really that great of a team. I think Roethlisberger's on the decline, and, you know, yesterday showed it. 5 interceptions, not 1 touchdown. So he had the last person to do that was Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think last season. So it's not that long ago, but that's horrible. And after the game, he sounded like he had some doubts on whether he was able to you know, still play like himself. This is why a game like this is why I see Roethlisberger hanging the cleats up after the season.
And he doesn't look healthy either. He doesn't look like not he's in good shape. You saw the picture with the ice packs at training camp, and I think that's telling.
Yeah.
Another team without a quarterback, the Oakland Raiders, as E.J. Manuel makes his return to an NFL starting lineup, as I think we all would have expected. It didn't go well. Ravens go into the black hole, beat Oakland. All the road teams won this week, it feels like. Ravens go into the black hole, beat the Raiders 30-17. I guess same question I asked you about the Titans. Without Derek Carr, and he's not going to be gone for as long as Mariota, but does this team have a chance without Derek Carr?
No. He needs to get back.
Which team needs their quarterback more, the Titans or the Raiders?
The thing is, even if the Titans had their quarterback, it's not like they're a Super Bowl contender. It's not even like they're necessarily in the playoffs. The Raiders are a Super Bowl contender with Derek Carr. So he definitely adds more. He's definitely a better quarterback. And he's definitely, I think the difference between him and E.J. Manuel is much greater than the difference between Mariota and Matt Cassel.
On to the 4 o'clock games out west. We talked about the number 2 pick in last year's draft. That was Carson Wentz. The number 1 pick, Jared Goff, who has played very well this year. He's leading the NFL's number 1 offense. He had an off day yesterday, 22 of 47, 288 yards, 2 picks. Seattle beats the Rams in L.A., 16-10. That Seattle defense starting to come along. But the Rams, is this the beginning of the slide we were all expecting, or are they legit?
I still think they're a good team. They went up against a very good defense in the Seattle Seahawks, and they've had a good season. This is probably the best opponent they've played. So I don't think it's time to, you know, panic. The Seahawks stopped Todd Gurley. They stopped Jared Goff. They're still a decent team, maybe potential playoff team, who knows. But you got to be happy with what they've done this year, even with that loss.
I don't think it's sustainable. I think they'll be 8-8, but I don't think it's sustainable what they've done early in the season.
Yeah, maybe not that.
Packers and the Cowboys, rematch of that awesome playoff game from last year. It comes down to the wire again. Aaron Rodgers is the hero, 35-31. These two teams need to play every week. It's just awesome.
Oh, it's great. And I think a lot of us are hoping that this is the AFC or the NFC championship game.
Maybe not. Cowboys are 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good game, though. Even though they lost, you stayed in it with a Green Bay Packers team that, you know, is the tone setter in that conference. So, you know, we know they have talent. It's just a matter of everything kind of coming together. And a lot of teams have had rough starts this season.
I think if you're the Cowboys, you should be worried. Because the question hanging over them all offseason, was it a rookie flash for Dak Prescott? More importantly, was it a rookie flash for Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
The offensive line doesn't look like what it was last year. You're relying a lot more on those two guys. And so far, I mean, Prescott played okay yesterday, but they really haven't been up to the task. One more, we get to recap a Sunday night game because obviously we're doing this on Monday. Chiefs take down the Texans 42-34. The Chiefs aren't good. I mean, they're good. They're not the best team in the NFL. This is annoying me that they're the last undefeated team. They will be beaten soon enough, but they were the better team last night. More importantly, Houston loses J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus for the season, though. That you talk about teams getting out of playoff contention because of losing their quarterbacks. As good as Deshaun Watson's been, there's now 3 games of tape on him. I think we've seen the best he's going to be for a bit because now you can game plan around him, which you couldn't do before. Still a good quarterback, but it's not going to be as easy. Losing those two guys, I think, sinks the Texans. And that AFC South, for all the wrong reasons, is wide open.
Oh, yeah. In regard to the Texans, huge blow. And we talked about this before the show. It used to be their front seven was amazing, and their quarterback was a question mark. After yesterday's game, it's flipped. And even with the quarterback position, even with Deshaun Watson playing very well, yeah, they've got tape on him now. He's not going to sustain this. In regard to the Chiefs, they're a good team. They're a very good team. I think we got to give them more credit. They're just well-coached, very disciplined, and they got really lucky with Kareem Hunt in the way he's played. Will it last? Are they the best team in the NFL? No and no. But they'll be right there till the end. I honestly believe that.
Monday night preview, the Bears and the Vikings. All right, well, that'll do it for this NFL roundup. Any last thoughts on the week that was?
No, it was a decent week. It was good.
Just a lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries and a lot of teams that might look a lot different next week. You know, playoffs might be weird this season. Who knows?
A season that's been shaken up a lot got shook up even more. We'll have a full show coming up later today, so make sure you check that out. We just wanted to get the NFL roundup up there because we've been doing it every week. Follow us on Twitter @CallingItPodcast, SoundCloud, and iTunes as well. You'll hear from us later today. Bye.